Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Brian.
So how was your week?
My week has been a vile monstrosity.
A monstrosity?
Yeah.
That's a big term.
Like, it's nonstop grossness. I'm a monster right now.
Really, really. And it hasn't even been a full week because we were very late posting our last podcast. And I hope nothing happened because we were embargoing, like North Korea, like Iran. We are embargoing this. We're actually taping this on Monday evening and we're going to release it on Wednesday evening or Thursday morning. So if something happens, if there's like a nuclear war between now and then, this just won't be up to date.
Well, I'll be dead.
So because no. I know you rely on this for your news update. Instead, that's not what you should be listening to this for. You should be listening to us because it's the worst thing that happened this week. This is This Week in Nope.
The podcast where we shut it down.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go.
All right, Rachel, I think you should start this week. What do you have?
All right. Well, I think I'll start by taking us to our second largest market, Australia.
Oh, I love Australia. I wish I could go there.
I don't know if you'll want to go after hearing about this.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, you know, we have some cousins who live outside of Brisbane.
Oh, yeah. I always forget if they live in Australia or New Zealand. Where do they live?
They live in Australia.
This
they
is Jake,
used to
right?
live in New yeah, yeah. And they used to live in New Zealand, but now they live
That's
out.
That's why I'm like, confused.
Yeah. but they've been in Australia for a long time, and I think it's somewhere outside of Brisbane, like in the countryside.
Okay,
and they
yeah.
like
well,
have
it's all inn. Countryside, right? It's sheep
it's
and
the bush.
Hobbit. It's right, and Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so this is a very interesting story with a lot of confusing details.
proceed. Not, how would this be different from any other
so
story
there was
of ours?
This guy, a 51-year-old Freemason, which I don't even know what that is. I don't even know. Like,
isn't that like from the 18th century, like the Illuminati?
It's like, yeah, it's like a club or something.
It's like a secret club, but I think over the years it got less secret. And then like George Washington was one.
Are they
Thomas
like bricklayers,
basically?
No,
I think Mason is a bricklayer. Freemason is like a secret society of
bricklayers. Anyway, so there's this bricklayer named Glenn Langford, and he lives in Brisbane, and he was found lying inside of a pipe organ.
Not a pipe.
A pipe organ.
A pipe organ. Okay.
Yes, at one of the largest synagogues in Queensland.
Oh, I didn't know that synagogue, that
or,
Queensland
or a church. I don't know.
Okay. Synagogue.
It was a house
like
of...
three Jews
it was a house
in
of
Australia and we're related to all of them.
It was a house of worship. And this pipe organ was damaged beyond repair, even though it was insured for $1 million.
Okay. A million U.S. dollars or Australian dollars?
Australian dollars.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Like 10 cents.
Maybe. I don't know. But there were... This is the really unusual part.
Okay.
There were cheeseburgers strewn all about the cathedral.
In the historic, or synagogue.
So
the
this
sanctum.
Man was found inside of a pipe organ with cheeseburgers everywhere.
And he was a Freemason?
And he was a Freemason.
How do they know
and
he was
so
a Freemason?
What happened was, like, his explanation was, we drink Johnny Walker on this podcast sometimes.
When we're not drinking more elevated scotches.
And he drank some Johnny Walker, and he got a little loopy.
Red, black, double
and
black.
And he had a bad, I don't know. It didn't say.
These are the important details.
I know. Brian, believe
Listen,
me.
Here's my eyes.
So he was distributing, he was allegedly going to distribute these cheeseburgers to the poor, but he drank all of this whiskey and wound up inside of a pipe organ.
Wait, I have so many questions. Why didn't he distribute the Johnny Walker to the poor?
I don't know.
That's what they really want.
This is why I'm just like, this excuse is ridiculous.
Right.
So he was charged with destroying the organ and wrecking part of a decorative wall.
Like a Chagall?
I don't know. And he was also naked. I forgot to mention that. And
so he was clearly drunk.
He was drunk on a
Johnny Walker and cheeseburger
binge. He was on a bender, but he was found naked in a pipe organ with
wait,
remote control police car and a toy gun.
So many questions and no answers. Wait. How do you get into a pipe organ?
Is there a
cavity of sorts?
I don't know.
Was he in one of the pipes or in the organ, the body of the organ?
He was in the body of the organ.
Okay.
I don't think he was inside of the pipe, but...
not in an individual pipe.
But when he was found, he explained that this was because he'd just gotten out of a 16-year relationship.
Oh, well,
who among us
has never
found themselves inside of a pipe organ after
naked, with
a broken heart?
And a,
no.
Okay.
I'm shutting myself down.
Wait, does the story have a point? Usually I have the stories that have no point.
No, it has. Well, because I
read
this article.
Did they get to the bottom of why he was doing this?
No. It's just, this is what happened.
You got bored and
I read the whole article. I had so many questions. This was a very poor...
I have to tell you, the Australian police are not doing their job if they cannot get to the bottom of the story. It's like CSI.
It's a developing investigation. We'll keep you posted.
Stay tuned to next week. No.
No.
Okay, moving on to more elevated international affairs, although that is international.
And somewhat elevated, and depending upon where the pipe organ was located.
Could have been on the whatever.
In the rafters.
Rafters. So you're the Olympics person. For once, I'm going to introduce an Olympics topic.
Wow.
So perhaps you saw the close. I like the opening and the closing ceremonies. I love the London closing ceremonies because they had like the Pet Shop Boys and Annie Lennox. Like that's my kind of closing ceremonies.
I thought the Koreans really brought it.
It reflected well on Korea. However, for us, what reflected on us? Fucking Ivanka Trump.
That vile troll.
She is a beauty, though, not unlike Kim
Jong-il-sung.
Right, the sister of Kim Jong-un. So she is a beauty. She was very well appointed, well put together. But who is she? I don't know if she marched with us or she stood. And, like, she stood when the South and North Koreans came in together, when they marched together. She's fucking standing for the North Koreans? That's disgusting.
She's a disgrace.
She's a disgrace. And who is she to represent our country? She is not the president. She is not have any role in our government other than, like, having an office in the West Wing and is this far away from having her security clearance
revoked. I cannot wait to see her, like, taken away in handcuffs.
I cannot wait to see her in jail.
Like, she'll probably have one of those, like, fans blowing her hair when she's taken away to jail.
If you thought Taylor Schilling, this is the best new Orange is the New Black. She's going to be, like, the pretty blonde girl in prison who, like, oh, God, I hope she's secretly a lesbian. That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
That'd be the best thing about her if she were like a prison lesbian.
I don't like the way she speaks. You know, she was interviewed by NBC. Did you see
her? No, I've never seen her speak.
She has this very, like, monotone affect.
Okay.
Where she's like, they were like, what do you think of your father's accusers? And she's like, well, I think that's a very inappropriate question. And I'm just like, shut up, Ivanka. You can't have it both ways.
Why is it an inappropriate question? That's a perfectly valid question.
Are you a member of the administration or are you a daughter?
Oh, and
you
she totally wrote this book about how, like, you can have it all if you just get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you get your shit together. Like, how long would you last if you didn't have Donald Trump as your father? You'd be like some cubicle dweller like the rest of the people in your generation.
She's the most mediocre non-entity I've ever seen. Everything about her is fake. Her contact lenses are fake.
She doesn't have actual contact lenses?
I mean, her eyes are fake. You know, she had these, like, weird green devil eyes. And it's like, it's
Wait,
so
I wear
obvious.
Contact lenses. Do I have weird
not
green
color,
devil eyes?
Not colored contact.
No, I don't. How do you know?
That's such a weird thing to do, to wear, like...
Oh, she wears colored contacts.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Call her ophthalmologist. I don't think that's healthy.
It's just bizarre.
Call her esthetician. That's not a good look for her. So no, Ivanka, as if we needed another reason to shut you down, you're disgusting. Stay away from the Olympics. Stay away from everything. Just stay in your Kalorama little mansionette.
And wear your stupid clothes.
Wear clothes. Please always wear clothes. And just stay in America. Remember the times that she went to the United Nations and, like, daddy had to, like, go out to the bathroom, and she sat in his, like, she was sitting next to, like, the Secretary General and, like, Sergei Lavrov. And then she's sitting there being like, la-di-da-di-da.
Well, this is, like, a testament to Rex Tillerson's starving of our State Department.
Right. She's That's like, all they had left. They had nobody.
There's nobody
like,
left.
There's nobody to sit in the chair.
So he has to, like, recruit family members.
They didn't have an intern to sit there.
No.
Okay, shut her down.
No.
Okay, what do you have next?
All right, well, so we've discussed this before, that robots are taking over the world.
Yeah, those dog robots are fantastic. They open doors. I've seen videos on YouTube now where they're fighting with other dogs. Because, I mean, what good are robot dogs for if they can't fight
other dogs?
They can't
fight each other. It's horrible. So there are all these robots. They work in the Amazon logistics factories, robot dogs and Roombas. And now there are robots on the runways of Milan.
Oh, that's awesome.
No.
Wait, are they being carried by the models, like the heads and the dragons? Or are they walking? Are they wearing the clothes?
They're sort of flying.
They're flying?
So,
like above, like above the runway?
So,
like a drone?
Like a drone robot? Like a drone robot.
Okay, so there's drone fashion shows now in Milan.
Yes. Yesterday, Dolce & Gabbana unveiled their fall collection.
Yes.
By drones.
By drone. Okay.
Yeah, so,
were there like dresses draped over the drones?
It was mostly handbags. And there was a runway.
Because what is a drone without a great handbag?
Exactly. I mean, these shows need to illustrate the fashion in the context in which it is going to be used. Have you ever seen a drone?
I have, I think, but not
at
not
a bodega.
This, not in the city. I've been like in the country, and I've seen a drone going over. Whatever.
Going to paying a bill with their handbag.
Carrying a Gucci handbag or a Birkin bag or anything like that.
So, I just thought this is appalling.
It's the ultimate status symbol. I mean, everyone has a drone now. You can get the sharper image. They're Brookstone. They're everywhere.
So, now your drone needs to carry a Dolce & Gabbana.
Of course. Well, how else are you going to show that you are above the fray,
right,
that you are, like, special?
Right.
Right. So, I'm curious about what actually happened in the fashion show. So, there's, like, the runway. And were the drones, like, at elevation? Like,
they were, like, hovering
down
in a row over the runway.
Were people like, take cover, run?
Yes, I'm surprised that, like,
how did they get past security?
If it, like, veered off course and, like, clipped someone's head,
like Anna Wintour's,
oh my
like,
god, could have been.
By.
It was a very risky.
This is horrible.
Situation. It's horrible.
This is horrible. I would rather have Roombas going down the runway or robot.
They might
dogs,
as well have been Roombas in hats.
Like, what about like Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, like? Dog collars, that would be lovely. I'd love to see that on a robot dog or some sort of a wig on a Roomba. That would be delightful. I would love that.
I mean, severed heads and puppies and...
This is horrible.
This
the
is
world
hard.
Of fashion, it used to lead us to, like, the next big thing in terms of our cultural aesthetic
and
world,
now,
and no.
Everyone's just chasing Instagram likes.
Shut it down.
No.
Not interested. Okay. Speaking of Instagram likes, you're a big fan of reality television.
Yeah.
We are prohibited from talking about the Real Housewives of New York.
By nobody. Like, by
nobody.
Our own, like,
by
charter.
Like the three people our charter, by our own Bill of Rights, our listeners have the right to be protected from us talking about the Housewives. However, this is broader than the Housewives. This is a cultural phenomenon. So these women, or on any show, they're celebrities in their own right. And if you watch the show, if you're not watching the show, you're like, who the fuck are these people?
Right.
If you watch the show, they're like gods and goddesses, right? So now there's a service called Cameo. It's bookcameo.com. And these women, mostly women, will give you a shout out on video, any message you write or suggest. And they will send you a video that's like, hey, using their tagline or their signature thing.
Can you get them to say anything?
Yeah. It's mostly for like your birthday. Like, hey, Rachel, it's your birthday. And then they'll say something that they say on the show, like
are there certain things that they won't say?
Like... I don't know. I mean, they're not going to say, like, I'm going to come over and, like, strip for you. I mean, they'll say the normal things they say, right? But what's so funny is you would think, okay, like, a lot of these people, they represent on these shows as being so wealthy. Well, and then you see some of these women, and they're on the show, like, for cameo, and you get something, and it's, like, $29.
For, like, how long? How long are we talking?
I don't know, 30 seconds, but, like... So they can't get out of bed for, if they're really rich,
yeah,
they're not
going
to get out of bed for less than $1,000, yeah, right? What do they have to do with $29?
It's really a reality check.
It's a reality check. It makes you real wonder, what is the value of these people to society, right? And I'm the first one to leap to the defense of these women who clearly are living pained, tortured lives, just trying to get ahead in their, I mean, they're all divorced, basically. Like, they went on The Real Housewives or whatever, and they were married, and now they're all divorced. And this is what they've taken to, 29. I could walk out on the street and ask someone to, like, and I would offer to, like, make a video for them, and I could get them to give me more than $29.
Well, that is within our budget.
So perhaps in the weeks ahead, you may be hearing some select greetings from some select Real Housewives who Rachel may or may not have profiled in the New York Times, the gray lady, the paper of record.
You never know.
Who may or may not be offering us a greeting to This Week in Nope, perhaps with our Kate catchphrase.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. What's next, Rachel?
Well, have you ever tried to edit a PDF? Has anyone ever, like, sent you a document and been like, can you edit this?
I'm always, like, mousing over it and trying to, like, highlight it and copy and paste it. And you never know. Every PDF is different. It's like a mystery. And I don't know who invented the PDF. Adobe, I guess. Yeah, I don't know if they invented it or bought it. But they're a nightmare. Just abolish the PDF. I don't need it.
It's a nightmare.
It's like a Word document that you can't change.
You can't change it, right? And so I've been asked by people to edit PDFs, and I'm like, well, it's a PDF. I can't edit it. I need, like, Adobe.
No, I think if you buy the super
Adobe
premium
Pro,
software,
you can edit it.
Right, okay.
But
who does that?
Who does that, right? So, Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort asked you to edit his PDF, like his mortgage application for his fraudulent Ukrainian embassy real estate?
Yeah, well, this is how he created a paper trail, because he didn't know how to edit
a PDF. So he didn't change that? Like, he was going to fraudulently change things?
His company had a $600,000 loss. And he wanted to take out a fraudulent loan. So he
Who
was.
Doesn't? I would love a fraudulent loan. I didn't get caught.
So he was cooking
therein
the books.
Therein lies the problem with Paul Manafort. He didn't know how to get caught, get caught.
Yes. Well, he didn't know basic things about technology.
Like PDFs.
So. And so he sent an email to Gates saying, hey, I want to cook the books. Could you add $3.5 million
to our
profit and loss statement?
The PDF.
So he changed it and sent it
Gates
back.
And Gates is such a wizard? Or does he just like...
Gates was the wizard of the PDF.
Does he have like the premium Adobe software?
Yes, he had the software.
So Manafort's too cheap to do the upgrade.
He's buying like $10,000 suits and rugs from all over the place, and he can't buy Adobe Pro. So he created a paper trail back and forth, changing the P&Ls.
Be careful what you say to tech support.
Yes, exactly.
Everything is being watched. Do not just like send willy-nilly things to tech support. They're bugged. They're basically bugged.
They're bugged. So, I mean, these people are not masterminds.
No. They're under subpoena. They could be subpoenaed.
These people are idiots.
No. Learn what a fucking PDF does.
Before you're going to commit major bank fraud, the least
wire
you can
fraud,
do...
international violation of, like...
Money laundering, through rugs.
Figure out how to use a PDF. Like, no,
it's the most basic qualification. Shut it down. No.
Okay. So, have you ever received anything in the mail, like an e-commerce thing, that you didn't order?
Yeah?
Like, what was it?
Well, I got earrings from the previous occupant of my apartment.
Good. And did you keep them?
They were such trash. I threw them in the garbage.
Okay. When I was a kid, I found a cassette tapes for Kiss and the Knack in the shopping center. And I learned the law then. I researched this, that if you find, finders keepers law, basically. If you find it, you can keep it. Okay. So nowadays, of course, from Amazon. So there's been a mysterious spate of anonymous deliveries of sex toys from Amazon that are being being delivered to people, and they didn't ask for them, but they're delightful sex toys, dildos, other vibrating things, etc. This is an ongoing theme in this podcast, the internet of dildos,
of things.
In this case, it's dildos. So one woman who in an article referred to herself anonymously as Nikki, like in the Prince song, N-I-K-K-I, went on a crusade to find out who had sent her this anonymous dildo. And she had multiple calls with Amazon customer service, and they wouldn't tell her who it was, or they didn't know, and they didn't believe her at first. And then finally, penultimately, and I'm quoting here, she was able to find out the man's full name and state that he lived in through a game of guess and check with a customer service representative, because Nikki was told she, quote, could guess names and she'd tell me yes or no.
Okay.
So Nikki was able to say, like, is his name, I don't know, Paul Manafort? And the Amazon rep would be like, no, or
this
hot,
sounds like
cold, warm.
Like a meeting with like a psychic. Like,
right.
His name begins with the letter B.
Right. And it could, who knows, you have a 1 in 26 chance that it's right. So she was very frustrated. So she called the police, and the police issued a subpoena to try to find this out. But they, I don't know if it's accidentally or through incompetence, they sent the subpoena to her. So she had to disclose the name and state and credit card information of the guy who had sent her an anonymous dildo. And of course, she didn't know.
Yeah,
so
why
it was this
would
whole,
she know?
Whole thing. Okay, so this is part one of the story. Part two of the story is that she was not the only one. Many people across the nation have been receiving these sex toys, right? And now
it's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic, and particularly hitting college campuses.
Oh.
And the big problem is that there is a incredible spate of jealousy now among the roommates and housemates and whatever of those who
have
received it. Right? Like, why didn't I get one of those?
Right.
Right? And it's a huge thing. They have not solved it yet. And I think this is a big issue that we should discuss, because people can't just be, some people might be offended by it, other people's might be delighted and
titillated.
And incur jealousy from other people. It's chaos in our society.
It's breaking down, like,
they can't just be sending these things to everybody.
But who is behind this? Anonymous?
It's anonymous. It's like
maybe
in the book.
The anonymous hacking.
Joe Klein or WikiLeaks.
No, I'm thinking of Anonymous, the hacking group.
I could be.
Pranksters.
It could be.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Or Russian troll farms.
Or,
like,
yeah.
What if they're trying to sow the seeds of discontent in our society by sending anonymous dildos to people?
I think that's what it is.
Shut it down.
No.
No.
No. But, Brian, I just want to say that I'm really happy that that story had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
There you go. It didn't really have an end.
Well, not really, but
that's sort of a speculative ending.
Okay.
Sort of like a to be continued, like the most dangerous game, that book we all read. Okay. Returning to my previous topic of sex toys, which I'm not particularly obsessed with. I mean, I enjoy them as much as the next guy, but, you know, they're not a particular obsession, but there's been so much news. I've been overwhelmed by news of this. So there is a new app, cum hardware, also paired with hardware, and it's called Rub Grub.
Okay.
Like Grubhub, I guess.
Yeah.
And it is an app that orders pizza for you from Domino's after you have finished using your vibrator.
That sounds so specific. Like, how many people need that?
Probably more than you think, because here is their marketing copy. Masturbation, while ultimately enjoyable, can be a strenuous physical activity during which an individual exerts a lot of energy and burns many calories. Inevitably, once someone has climaxed, they feel lethargic and hungry. Now, Domino's has made a statement about this as well.
Do they want to be affiliated with
this? They are deeply skeptical. They would
very
rather forego this business. It's a very, all of them, Papa John, they're all like horrible companies, right?
Yeah.
And like, they do not want this business. They don't want the post-orgasm business. Or if they do, pick up the fucking phone or use their app.
This makes no sense. They have an app. I don't understand.
Well, it's more of the Internet of Things. It's the Internet of Dildos. You shut down the dildo and you order a pizza.
And a pizza just, what if like one time you're just like, don't want the pizza, and it just like
it just shows up.
Just every time.
Can you return it? Is there like a satisfaction guarantee? Like if you, or what if you're with your lover and you're not
in the mood for pepperoni
for pizza? You're making omelets for breakfast.
This is disgusting.
Shut it down.
This is the stupidest business idea.
I don't have a lot else to say about that. What do you have next?
Well, I want to give a big yup. I mean, I'm done with my nope.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Okay.
I think so. I'm done with my nopes. So, last night, Monica Lewinsky tweeted out a story that she wrote for Vanity Fair, and it is so amazing.
Okay, now I'm going to out you here. You were a friend of Monica Lewinsky.
I mean, yeah.
A friendly acquaintance, let's say.
We met through work stuff. I think so highly of her.
And she's
I think
a real
she's
human
amazing.
Being. She's not a cartoon character from the 90s. She's
she's
awesome person,
she's
right?
She's an awesome person and so thoughtful and compassionate and brilliant. I mean, and this piece in Vanity Fair is about her reflecting upon what happened to her 20 years ago in light of the Me Too and Time's Up movement. It's very nuanced.
We need to hear from her on that because there's a whole like missing chapter of American like gender politics history.
Yeah, where like the feminist movement really let her hang out to dry and it was totally fucked
right, it's
up.
Like a forgotten chapter, and she needs to have her say now.
And she has her say, and she does it so thoughtfully, and she threads this needle of being respectful and classy while also really taking these people to task, and I just really applaud her for it. And
that's great. What
she's
does she
amazing.
Do now for a living?
She gives speeches. She's like a public speaker.
She's an influencer.
She has like an anti-bullying campaign because she views herself.
Oh, like Melania Trump.
Yeah, like polar opposite. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, good. I endorse that yup for Monica Lewinsky. I have a yup as well. It's for Natalie Portman. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this movie that she has coming out, Annihilation, didn't do so well. I think it was up against Black Panther, maybe didn't get the marketing support.
I'm going to see it this week.
It's a post-apocalyptic thing. But what I love about it is that it's not a superhero movie, but she's like a badass in it. Like she's carrying a gun and it's basically this like weird sci-fi world that she goes in with five women, this like discovery expedition. And she's like a superhero, but it's almost a slow cerebral movie that unfolds. I read the book. I read all the books in the series. It unfolds slowly and her performance is so good. And I think it's a breakthrough for like female quote-unquote action hero, not a superhero, action heroes,
uh-huh.
Right? Because like it's really intelligent and she's not just shooting stuff up and there's some shooting, but it's not like that at all. And it reminded me of Wonder Woman. And then I realized that the one thing they have in common is they were both born in Israel.
Yeah.
They're both Israelis. Gal Gadot.
Israeli.
Natalie Portman grew up in Long Island. She was born in Israel. Gal Gadot, obviously, Israeli. And I think that this is a trend. If we could have a whole series of these kinds of action films with the heroines are Israelis, I'm all in favor
of
that.
It's in their blood, yeah.
It's in the blood,
yeah.
Right. I'm not Israeli, but I'd like to think it's adjacent to my blood.
Love Natalie Portman. She's
great. You know, I danced the whore with her at a wedding.
I did not know that, but, you know, listen, you've been known to dance the horror.
It wasn't my wedding or her wedding. I mean, we're at the same wedding, and it was her and me and Chuck Schumer.
Wow. I wish
three
you caught
you
some video.
In the same sentence, all dancing the horror. It was a delightful wedding.
That sounds like a jubilant moment.
It was a jubilant moment. Absolutely. Well, on that note, I just want to tell you this has been This Week in Nope. It's a little bit of a shorter podcast. We've been trying to keep it a little bit shorter because we know you listen on your commute. You know, not everybody has infinite time. We want to respect your time.
Yeah.
But we also want you to know that, like, we so care about your feedback. Like, every time you listen, every time you leave a rating or a feedback, it means so much to
us. We love it.
Rachel and I are texting like, oh my God, we got a new rating or something like that. So
keep it up. Just keep listening. Keep reviewing.
And hit subscribe, because then it comes automatically and you get the little push thing that says, oh, there's a new episode, which is great.
Yeah.
Now, we're recording this on Monday. It's going to come out on Wednesday or Thursday. I hope we didn't miss any major news events.
Because I'll be in Arizona visiting my mother-in-law.
But we'll be back next week at the usual time.
Yeah, and I'll have some good ones.
This has been a terrible week, but a really fun podcast to produce. So thank you for listening. This has been This Week in Nope,
the podcast where we shut it down.
Have a good week.
Love you.
Wanna be my new friend? We got a lot in common. We can talk about nothing. Shoot the shit. We got shit to shoot.
Oh.